Thank you, Ree. We've heard several references to council bosses this week, and they hit the headlines themselves when they voted for increases in their own allowances. These increases may not be entirely unlinked with another story that council tax bills will be going up this year. The NNAB was one of the beneficiaries from a special will writing service. If you do not have a will and can wait until November, you can also benefit from the service that solicitors provide each year, free will writing in exchange for a charity donation. And now back to the news.
The councillors who will vote on whether or not to go ahead with a controversial increase in allowances received more than £1 million last year, figures have revealed. 50 of the 84 Norfolk County councillors are twin hatters, serving both at County Hall and on a borough, district or city council, so are able to claim allowances from both authorities. The 30 of those who were twin hatters last year received more than £630,000 in allowances. Adding on the current councillors who were on a district, borough or city council last year, who have since been elected to a county hall, the total was £1.03 million. Councillors do not get a salary but receive allowances in recognition of their work, with extra for those with special responsibilities, such as leader of the council or committee chair. They can also claim for travel, subsistence and broadband. Before Christmas, Norfolk County councillors voted by 39 votes to 26, with two abstentions, to increase their basic allowances from £9,401 to £10,500 a year.
People in Norfolk could see even more added to their council tax bills this year. Leaders at Norfolk County Council are mulling over whether to increase the share of the council tax bills which go to County Hall by a further 1%, raising an extra £4 million for services. The council has been considering a 4.9% rise in its share of the bill, 1.9% for general services and 3% for adult social services. But in the pre-Christmas budget, the government announced it was easing the rules so councils could levy a further 1% for general services without a referendum. Conservative council leader Cliff Jordan said, "My chief finance officer is advising us to accept this offer, which could add £4 million to our budget every year, easing pressure on our services." Steve Morphew, leader of the opposition Labour group, said he did not believe the increase would help stave off those cuts and said people will be paying a lot more for a lot less.
An East Anglian legal firm's charity Wills Month has resulted in Norfolk's sight loss charity receiving a cheque for £1,000, one of five local charities to receive that amount. Foster's solicitors offered a free will-writing service in November in return for donations to five local charities. A total of £5,000 was raised, including £1,000 for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB. Solicitor in the firm's wills and probate department, Rachel Chiarotti, handed over a cheque to the NNAB chief executive, Gina Dormer, at the charity's Norwich headquarters. Miss Dormer said, "We rely on the generosity of firms like Foster's, as well as people like their clients, to deliver all of the work we do to support visually impaired people." The four other charities supported were the Community Sports Foundation, Norwich Open Christmas, Faith Animal Rescue and Top Cats.
A social enterprise which helps rehabilitate prisoners by giving them valuable work experience in cafes around Norwich has revealed figures to demonstrate the impact it has made. And Britannia Enterprises says it's pioneering work where prisoners work in cafes to get them ready for a return to the outside world after stints behind bars has helped them save the taxpayer more than £8 million. The enterprise started in 2014 with the Britannia Cafe based at the former Britannia Barracks. Staffed by low-risk Category D prisoners, the idea was to give the prisoners the chance to learn new skills and make a fresh start. Now in its fifth year, the enterprise has expanded, with Guildhall Britannia in Norwich's Guildhall and Park Britannia in the Pavilion at Waterloo Park. And it has released figures to show just what has been achieved. They show that in 2017, 153 prisoners were involved in the enterprise, with 75 going on to gain employment on a prisoner's wage and 20 successful in getting full-time jobs on release. 16 bursaries totalling more than £3,800 were given out, and more than £9,000 raised for charities, including domestic abuse charity Leeway. And the reoffending rate of those involved with the enterprise is 41% fewer than the national average.
A Norfolk charity is urging people to get in touch if they have any concerns or worries about the health or independence of elderly relatives after spending time with them at Christmas. The festive season is often a chance for people to spend more time with family members, and as a result, they can discover that an older relative is struggling to manage, or that one parent has become a carer to another and may now need more support for themselves. It comes as Norfolk Family Carers is getting ready to launch its Caring at a Distance programme in 2018, which aims to offer personalised support packages to those who are, for whatever reason, unable to spend much time in person with a relative who needs help. Norfolk Family Carers have been supporting unpaid carers in the county since 1993 and has a wealth of experience in helping people who look after a friend or a relative. They believe getting the right support at the right time is vital in helping unpaid carers continue in their caring role.